western storm. His love endures forever. For the life that's been reborn, his love endures forever. Sing praise.
Welcome to Finding God in Prison with Joe Montone, the founder and director of the WINGS program, an inmate reentry and recovery program. And now, here's your host, Joe Montone.
Good morning, my friends, and welcome to Holy Spirit Radio and Finding God in Prison. My name is Joe Montone, your host, and it is a privilege and a pleasure to be back here on the air at 1570 AM WISP Holy Spirit Radio, also known as WCOJ and 1420 AM. So it is a beautiful morning, and my friends, I want to just say right up front, God bless you, and thank you for listening to our program. It is June 5th, 2020, and as we start the show today, we want to start off with a large thank you to Dale and Jane and Frank for producing our show. We can't thank Dale and Jane enough for having us back here on the air. And my friends, it is a unique show at a time in America when we really need, you know, the best of America, the best Americans to come out and to stand up for what's right and for doing what's right in God's eyes. Hence, this show is dedicated to the American people who raised generations of families on this great land, who built the skyscrapers, the bridges, tunnels, and cities, to the American people of all nationalities and all religions who helped to create the American dream for their children and their grandchildren, to the American people who sacrificed the lives of their family members and defended freedom for all of us during World War I, World War II, Korea, Vietnam, Iraq, Afghanistan, and the other, you know, unresting places that we know have caused death throughout the history here in America. This show is dedicated in honor of all the policemen and policewomen throughout the country who stand up honorably for law and order. So my friends, as we begin our show, I just want to put that out there because it is a very, very critical time where Americans need to go out and speak up for doing what's right, to stand up for our nation and stand up for freedom, but to stand up strong for the goodness and for what God is calling us to do, which is to love one another. We see many, many things happening today in our streets throughout the nation, and it's going to take the good people of America to stop this kind of, you know, criminal activity and to support the law and order, which is, you know, basically in the hands of our law enforcement agencies throughout America. So I pray, my friends, that you will have the courage to stand up. And we put it out there right now, my friends. As you know, this is the show Finding God in Prison. And we are the WINGS program, which is a inmate reentry and recovery program. And we want to put a call out there, my friends, a call to action for the wingmen out there who have attended the WINGS program in Philadelphia in the prison system and who really have benefited by the good work of myself and Bill Monick and other people who helped us over the years, like Sharon Anderson. We pray that there'll be, you know, a great response by the wingmen who have benefited by the WINGS program in Philadelphia. And for the more than 100 schools that we have gone to, anyone who has benefited by the WINGS program, we ask that you please stand up for what's right in God's eyes, okay, and to help to put an end to the violence here in Philadelphia. And my friends, if you can do that, please, you know, give us a call at 215-345-1570. Again, 215-345-1570. If you are a wingman who has benefited by the WINGS program over the last 10 years alone, because the WINGS program is in its 27th year. But if you have benefited by the WINGS program in one of the facilities here in Philadelphia, please stand up and give us a call, 215-345-1570, because you know that the WINGS program is out there to do what's right for the people of America, especially for the inmates who are trying to rebuild their lives, trying to help them to really restore their family life, community service, to get jobs. And so we need your help right now. This is a call to action, and we ask you to basically to pray with us right now. Heavenly Father, we pray that you will enlighten the Holy Spirit within us to empower us to do the right thing for the people of America here in Philadelphia. We ask that you would give us the guidance and directions through your Holy Spirit, and that you would help us to restore peace once again. And this is, you know, very, very important at this time. So, Lord, we ask that in your time and in your way, that you touch the hearts and minds of the people out there who have benefited by the WINGS program, and help them to stand up strong for peace and serenity within their neighborhoods, their communities, within the city, Lord, and to bring the love of God as we know it into the hearts and minds of other people. And we pray this in the holy and precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. And again, my friends, you know, this is a critical time for us here at Holy Spirit Radio, because we have an opportunity to motivate and educate people about what's happening, you know, in America. But we also want to make sure that we're doing it with the love of God. And it's critical that we continue to bring the love of God to our people throughout our counties, wherever our show is being aired. And this is a special moment that we have to touch those hearts, to touch those minds, and to ask for your support to reverse this violent trend, and to bring the peace once again, the love once again, to the neighborhoods, to the children, to our senior citizens, to our law enforcement, to our firefighters, to our EMTs. Help them, my friends, to bring the peace once again. And I know you can do it. We've done it before, and we will do it again. We have done many things in my Father's vineyard, including marched to bring the message of family life in the city of Philadelphia. We've done it many times with many volunteers, bringing that great message of the importance of a mother and a father, a husband and wife within a family. And also, we've done it with the love of God and with the support of many people. And so we just pray right now again that God will bless you. He will touch your heart and motivate you to go to the front lines, but with the message of peace. Okay, and this is important. And that's just exactly what God wants us to do. This past weekend, we celebrated the Feast of Pentecost. And this is important because, you know, the Lord gives us a great message in the Feast of Pentecost, or the scent of the Holy Spirit, you know, after Easter, which is truly the resurrection of Christ, 3 days after his crucifixion. We see that the Lord preaches for 40 days on the mountaintops. Imagine thousands of people see him. They witness him and his great message to all of us after they saw him crucified. And then they saw him ascend, the ascension, ascend on the clouds into heaven and disappear. Imagine being one of those thousands who witnessed that great event, that great moment. And then 9 days later, the Lord gives us truly the descent of the Holy Spirit, the beginning of the church, the beginning of the holy priesthood. And this is, you know, an important moment in our faith and in our lives, because the Holy Spirit lives within us. And we're going to be talking about those readings and to reflect on those. And we're going to start off right now with the first reading, which is from the book of Acts 2, verses 1 to 11, the coming of the Holy Spirit. When the time for Pentecost was fulfilled, they were all in one place together. And suddenly, there came from the sky a noise like a strong driving wind, and it filled the entire house in which they were. Then there appeared to them tongues as of fire, which parted and came to rest on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in different tongues as the Spirit enabled them to proclaim. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven staying in Jerusalem. At this sound, they gathered in a large crowd, but they were confused because each one heard them speaking in his own language. They were astounded, and in amazement, they asked, "Are not all these people who are speaking Galileans? Then how does each of us hear them in his own native language? We are Perinthians, Medes, Elamites, inhabitants of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt, and the districts of Libya near Cyrene, as well as travelers from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs. Yet we hear them speaking in our own tongue of the mighty acts of God." They were all astounded and bewildered and said to one another, "What does this mean?" But others said, scoffing, "They have had too much new wine." And this is a very powerful reading, because the coming of the Holy Spirit is just an amazing part of our faith, in which we recognize that the Lord has given us the Holy Spirit, and he's given us the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And so as we look at the evolution from Easter Sunday or the resurrection and move into the preaching from the Lord himself for 40 days, and then the ascension of our Lord, the descent of the Holy Spirit is the closure of that process, but at the beginning of our church, the beginning of a whole new way of doing things. And in our second reading, which comes from Galatians 5:16-25, the Lord says this: "I say then, live by the Spirit, and you will certainly not gratify the desire of the flesh. For this flesh has desires against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. These are opposed to each other, so that you may not do what you want. But if you are guided by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are obvious: immorality, impurity, licentiousness, idolatry, sorcery, hatreds, rivalry, jealousy, outbursts of fury, acts of selfishness, dissensions, factions, occasions of envy, drinking bouts, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I warned you before, that those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. In contrast, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such there is no law. Now those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified their flesh with its passions and desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us also follow the Spirit. Let us not be conceited, provoking one another, envious of one another." And as we read the word of the Lord from Galatians, my friend, we look at those incredible characteristics that work against the Spirit, which is what we see today in the streets of America. We see in every city where these protests, are organized, but they're truly not peaceful. There is rivalry and there is hatred. There are outbursts of fury, acts of selfishness, factions. And this is important that we recognize this, that this is not coming from God. This is the opposite. And God is truly calling us to stand up with the Spirit as the Spirit calls us. And he says this again, in contrast, the fruit of the Spirit is love. How much love can we bring into the streets, our neighborhoods, our homes, our communities, to our people in America? How much love are we just going to sit back and watch this disintegrate before our eyes? Are we going to allow less than 1% of the population to take control of this incredible land we call America? Are we going to do it? Or are we going to stand up and bring the love of God, the joy of the Lord, the peace of God, and other things coming from God to the people of America? This is our calling, my friend, and the Lord is saying, let us not be conceited, provoking one another or envious of one another. He's calling us to live in the Spirit, listen to the Spirit. And we have to understand that these things that we are seeing are truly opposite to what God calls us to do. He's calling to us to step up as an activist, as a peaceful activist, like a Martin Luther King Jr., a Mother Teresa, a Pope John Paul II. He's calling us to bring the word of God, the love of God, and the peace of God to the people at a time when there's tremendous havoc and chaos in our streets night after night after night. Just like Abraham Lincoln, truly, during the Civil War, you know, a man who had no church affiliation, but he was rooted in the Word of God. And he stood up to bring the peace once again. And it took a civil war, my friends, to bring the peace. We don't want to have that. We need to step up and to listen to what God is calling us to do, to exercise those fruits of the Spirit in love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Okay, we have to do this, and we really need to do it now. This is a critical time. And my friends, you know, we're here at Holy Spirit Radio talking about the Holy Spirit. This is no coincidence. Holy Spirit Radio has been here for more than 20 years. And this is the time when we need to listen to the Spirit and to truly step up and to defend freedom, to defend peace, defend law and order, to defend our culture, and to not go backwards, okay, and allow people to just take our civilization, our civilized culture, and make it uncivilized where there is no law and order. Very, very important. And I call you right now again, once again, to the wingmen who are out there who have benefited by the Wings program. Anybody who has benefited by the Wings program in schools and prisons, recovery homes, pilgrimages, anybody who has benefited, that you step up to the plate and you do what you can in a loving and a peaceful way to bring the message of peace, and do it today. This is important, my friends. If you're just tuning in with us, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Joe Montone, your host here at Holy Spirit Radio. This is Finding God in Prison. It is June 5th, 2020, and it's a privilege and a pleasure to be back here with you on the air for another program. And we're talking about the Word of God and the Holy Spirit as the Feast of Pentecost has just truly passed this past weekend. And it's important because we're looking at the practical utilization of God's word in society today, in your families, in the workplace, in the community. What can you and I do to bring the peace once again? Because law enforcement needs our help. It's going to take, I believe, the good people of America to step up and let those other factions out there know that we're not going to give up on our homeland. We're not going to give up on our civilized culture. Okay, we're going to do what we can to defend it. And God calls us to do it. He calls us to live in the spirit. And that's the peaceful, the patience, the kindness, the faithfulness, the joy, the love. Those are the things that we need out there in the streets. And my friends, I want you to help out and do it. This is, you know, America. And we must unite as Americans with great spirit of God. And this country was built on biblical principles and true Judeo-Christian principles. This is truly, you know, a nation where God's word is firm. And we need to maintain that. You know, for many years, you know, if you go into the courtroom, you'd have to put your hand on the Bible and take the oath. You know, I swear to God to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God. And this is it. This was truly, you know, something that is part of our, not only our tradition, but it's just engraved in stone. It's there. It's been part of our justice system, telling the truth. And that's part of the judicial system. We must make sure that people are telling the truth, are doing the right thing. It doesn't matter who the victim is. Everybody deserves the right to the truth. It's important. And we need to do our best to make sure that. Hence, we have the WINGS program for 27 years working in inmate reentry, helping to bring justice into the Philadelphia system of prisons, as well as other facilities. We've been into 8 over the last so many years, almost 20 years. And we do it to bring justice, to help men to get home early, to give them a little bit of a break after they've earned a certificate. We help them to really get more time with their children, to show them the goodness of God's people. And with that, we have opportunities to turn a heart and a mind around and to get them on the Lord's side, doing the Lord's way of thinking, the Lord's way of living. This is important. As we go forward, my friends, into the Gospel of John, which is John 20, 19 to 23, again, on the Feast of the Pentecost, this is important. And, you know, John 20, 19 to 23 says this. It's all about the appearance to the disciples. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the doors were locked, where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And so the great message coming from Jesus Christ is peace upon the apostles who maybe had some fear. Remember, the apostles had seen him put to death, had seen him preach for 40 days after his resurrection, had seen him ascend into heaven on the cloud, and now he gives them the Holy Spirit, but he says, "Peace be with you." twice. The message of peace is one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit. And this is important as we go forward each and every day, that we are bringing the peace of God into the hearts and minds of other people, our neighbors, our children, our parents, our siblings, our coworkers. Am I bringing peace, or am I bringing anxiety, depression, fear? Today, people are bringing fear into the streets of New York City, Philadelphia, Los Angeles, Detroit, Miami, Minneapolis. Yes, they're bringing fear. That's not from the Spirit of God. Okay, that's from somewhere else. But the Lord's asking us to bring the same peace that he gave to the apostles. He says, peace be with you. And this is a great message in the gospel. And we need to embrace that message. And look at how we go about our day, how we go about our evening. Are we bringing peace to others? Or are we bringing depression, anxiety, fear? What is our tone of voice? How are we approaching our neighbor? How are we approaching our coworker? How are we countering the messages we see in the streets today that are tough? We need to bring peace. Once again, I call on you, my friends. It's a call to action right now, that you step up to the plate and do your part to bring peace into the city of Philadelphia and to all surrounding communities, every city in America, that you do your part and not sit back and just wait, but if you step up and say a kind word, make an apology, do whatever you can to educate and motivate people to do the same. The time is very critical, and we need to realize that. We have been moving through the show here with a great focus on America and dedicating our show to law enforcement and to the good people of America. The people, again, who raised generations of families here on this land. The people who built skyscrapers and bridges and tunnels and cities, like my grandfather, who came from Italy in 1903, was a hat maker. 65 years, he made hats for many people, white people, black people, Asian people, people of all walks, okay? And this is time. This show is dedicated again, if you're just listening, to the American people of all nationalities and all religions who helped to create the American dream for their children and grandchildren, to the American people who sacrificed the lives of family members, who defended freedom for us all over the world. And it's dedicated to honor, in honor of the policemen and women throughout the country who stand up honorably for law and order, like my father, who did 25 years in New York City, and like my cousin, Lewis, in Queens, New York, who did 20 years in New York City as a policeman. And so they tried to maintain law and order, tried to bring peace to other people. The good people here in the state of Pennsylvania who are working in law enforcement, I take my hat off to you, and I thank you for the good work you have done for us, for fighting the good fight. And you know, my friends, no one is perfect, but we have to strive to be perfect like our Heavenly Father calls us to do it. Mistakes can be made, but he also calls us to forgive and to forgive others. It's in the Our Father prayer, but we have to move forward in a peaceful way. But I take my hat off to law enforcement, and I thank you to the men and women who work in law enforcement, who do the job every day. and who are in need of our support. I'm going to say it again. You have it, and I'm making a call to action once again for the Wings men and women to step up and to help bring the peace into our neighborhoods, our communities, our families. In whatever venue you work in, bring it there. You know, through your words and actions, bring the peace. Make it happen. Don't settle for less. Don't settle for less. Just know that our culture is at stake right now. It's going to be up to us to defend it and to bring the peace once again. My friends, as we go through the show, we're about halfway through, and it's time for just a short break, but I want to thank you for tuning in with us. My name is Joe Montoni, your host, and I'll be back in just 1 minute. Thank you.
From Pope Francis. Why the cross? Because Jesus takes upon himself the evil, the filth, the sin of the world, including the sin of all of us, and he cleanses it. He cleanses it with his blood, with the mercy and the love of God.
Programming on Holy Spirit Radio is made possible in part by Robert Mancini, an attorney with a general practice law firm offering professional excellence and personal service. Robert Mancini can be reached at 215-348-4900. That's 215-348-4900. Programming on Holy Spirit Radio is also made possible by the generous prayer and financial support of listeners like you.
Give thanks to the Lord, our God and King. His love and
friends, we're back with you here at Holy Spirit Radio, WISP 1570 AM and WCOJ 1420 AM. It is a great day, Friday, June 5th. And if you're just tuning in with us again, you're listening to Finding God in Prison here at Holy Spirit Radio. And we're talking about America and truly, you know, the blessings of the Holy Spirit on each and every one of us, that the Lord is calling us to walk in alignment with the Spirit. He's calling us to do that each and every day. And as we move into our second part of the show, I want to take that message with you and remind you that this is America. And do you love America? How much do you love America? We have a song out there that, has been on the tips of our tongues for many years. And it's called God Bless America. Land that I love, stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountains to the prairies to the oceans, white with foam. God bless America, my home, sweet home. This song itself, you know, is very powerful. It's been sung for many, many years. And, you know, as we look at the song itself, you know, there are people who don't love America, who are not standing beside her, but are trying to dismantle America. There are people who are trying to hurt the way the American dream truly was built and to create a whole new way of doing things. And so I ask you, my friends, what are you willing to do? What sacrifice are you willing to make? What can you do to step up to the plate and be part of the opposition to what people are doing in the streets of Philadelphia, New York, and around the country today? We have another song up here. It's called My Country, Tis of Thee. Sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died. Land of the pilgrim's pride. From every mountainside, let freedom ring. My native country, thee. Land of the noble free, thy name I love. I love thy rocks and rills, thy woods and temple hills. My heart and rapture fills like that above. Let music swell the breeze and ring from all the trees. Sweet freedom song. Let mortal tongues awake. Let all that breath partake. Let rocks their silence break. The sound prolong. Our Father's God to thee. Author of liberty. To thee we sing. Long may our land be bright. With freedom's holy light. Protect us by thy might. Great God, our King. A great song, my friends. My country, tis of thee. And this is an important moment. And so we're going to sing this song because truly, you know, the Lord says when you sing, you're praying twice. And the Lord truly, you know, has called us to pray. He calls us to pray every day. So we're going to pray through this song. If you would, join me. My country, tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride. From every mountainside, let freedom ring. My native country, thee, land of the noble free, thy name I love. I love thy rocks and rills, thy woods and temple hills. My heart with rapture fills like that above. Let music swell the breeze and ring from all the trees, sweet freedom song. Let mortal tongues awake, let all that breath partake, let rocks their silence break, the sound prolong. Our Father's God to thee, author of liberty, to thee we sing. Long may our land be bright with freedom's holy night. Protect us by thy might, great God our King. And my friends, if you join me with that song, I really appreciate it because like I said earlier, you know, if you're praying through song, you're praying twice. And the Lord tells us that we need to pray. And with that, I'd like to just take a moment to pray a prayer for our nation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, Father of all mankind, our eternal Father, we give you praise and thanks for this opportunity to come together as your sons and daughters, for we are brothers and sisters in Christ. We thank you for our blessings, for your graces, and for your presence in our lives, for without you, we are nothing. Father, we thank you for the great gift of faith that has truly brought us together today, and for the gift of time and good health that allow us to be here. We thank you for Holy Spirit Radio that gives us the platform to touch the hearts and minds of other people, to touch the hearts and minds of your sons and daughters. Father God, we put our lives into your hands, and we ask that you guide us and direct us in word and action through your Holy Spirit on the Feast of Pentecost, and that you give us the Spirit of God, the love of God, the peace of God, and to transcend that into the hearts and minds of other people. Father God, we ask that your Son Jesus part the waters, that the Blessed Mother Mary herself will be there to light the way as we go from the violence to the peace once again in our nation. We ask that you be the director, the guider, the teacher for all of us, that you show us the way, that you be our light, and that your hand will be with us in all things so that we once again have peace in our nation. We ask for your greatest blessings on law enforcement, on our firefighters, our EMTs, all of our people, on our parents, our teachers, and that you bless us all, Lord, with the peace of God in our hearts so that we can take that peace from our heart into the hearts of other people. We ask, Father God, that you put an end to this violence tonight, and that you end it, and that you show these people the true way to go. We call right now to our people out there who have been to the WINGS program, Father God, that you will show them that they too can be a force for good. And they have benefited by your WINGS program. And we ask that you will give them the opportunity to be that force for good for this nation we call America. Father, we put it in your hands and we thank you for this moment on Holy Spirit Radio, and we pray this great prayer through the holy and precious name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, my friends, for praying with me on this incredible day, and praying for the peace of God to enter into our society once again. As I mentioned a little bit ago, that great song that's been with us for so many years, God Bless America, by Irving Berlin, has touched so many people at ball games, at celebrity events, in churches everywhere on 4th of July, celebrating the birthday of this great nation, and this nation that we need to protect because it has been there to help so many people around the world. So with that, I'd like to go back to that song once again by Irving Berlin and ask you to join me with your family members singing God Bless America. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountains to the prairies to the oceans, white with foam, God bless America, my home sweet home. God bless America, my home sweet home. Friends, I want to thank you for singing that song with me and joining me, because, you know, we're at a point where we need to pull out all the stops and help our nation to be peaceful once again. And there's no time like the present. It's an important thing that we can do in praying. And when you sing, and I sung for 14 years at St. Ignatius in Yardley, you know, sang all the feast days, all the holidays, and learned a great deal about the power of song, the power of God. And, you know, God says, be still and know that I am God. And I had to learn that, how to be still. Psalm 46:10, be still and know that I am God. And we can see today that, you know, we need to listen to that phraseology, to be still. There are millions of people out there who want peace again, and we've got to do it in God's way, in his time. We've got to do our part. And as I look back, my friends, on the last few months, we've seen tremendous changes through the coronavirus and with the closing of the churches. We've seen people struggling to maintain their faith. And we've seen a family prayer, you know, truly escalating in people's homes. We've seen live streaming of masses and services and parking lot masses. People are struggling, but they're getting through. They're getting the message out that they desperately want God's word out there. They want to feel the love of God, the peace of God. They want to hear the word of God. And they will go to the parking lots. They will go to the internet. They will go to the phones and watch on the computer the Holy Mass and these services, the Holy Rosary, the Divine Mercy Chaplet. They will hear the word of God in whatever way they can. Why? Because it's in our hearts. It's been put there by the Lord himself. And the Lord has told us this, that he has put the word of God into our hearts. So we can't be separated from that. We desperately want to hear it. We want to be part of it. And this is where, you know, although things are challenging, we have to, you know, work smartly, courageously, and united in Christ to do whatever we can to bring those messages out. And don't stop doing it, my friends. You and I have to be activists. We have to get out there to the front lines and to make a difference. And we have a choice every day on how we do it, if we do it. And, you know, we want to put our faith into action. And this is a great message by the Lord himself. You know, be a doer of the Lord in the book of James. And there's nothing more you can say to that, but we either put our faith into action, or we sit back and wait for other people to do it. Putting your faith into action. What a beautiful thing from the book of James, the doer of the word, you know. And here it is from the book of James in chapter 1, verse 19. Know this, my dear brothers, everyone should be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. For the wrath of a man does not accomplish the righteousness of God. Therefore, put away all filth and evil excess and humbly welcome the word of God that has been planted in you and able to save your soul. Be doers of the word and not hearers only, deluding yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's like a man who looks at his own face in a mirror. He sees himself and goes off and promptly forgets what he looks like. But the one who peers into the perfect law of freedom and perseveres and is not a hearer who forgets, but he's a doer who acts, he takes action. Such a one shall be blessed in what he does. If anyone thinks he's religious and does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his heart, his religion is in vain. Religion that is pure and undefiled before God and the Father is this: to care for orphans and widows in their affliction, and to keep oneself unstained by the world. A doer of the word from the book of James. Plant it in our hearts to save our souls, my friends. This is why we must hear the word of God. This is why we are struggling but succeeding in getting what we need, whether it be through the computer or the parking lot masses or through the telephone, the radio, the television, whatever we can, we cannot be separated by God himself. It's too important. It's essential for life. It's like air. If we're not getting clean air, we're gonna lose it. We've got to have clean air. The word of God is like clean water, living water, clean air. We cannot do without air or water. We cannot do without the word of God. It will save our soul. Very important message. And in this message, we want to realize that, you know, we have great power in the words that we say. And we see a lot of people saying prejudicial things every day. It's been going on for centuries, and it's no different today. How we use our tongue is very, very important. We all make mistakes, but we've got to strive to be perfect as our Heavenly Father is perfect. Try to eliminate some of those words that are cutting right to the bone, that hurt the mind, the heart, break the heart of other people. And here's what James says about the power of the tongue. Not many of you should become teachers, my brothers, for you realize that we will be judged more strictly. For we all fall short in many respects. If anyone does not fall short in speech, he is a perfect man, able to bridle his whole body also. If we put bits into the mouths of horses to make them obey us, we also guide their whole bodies. It is the same with ships. Even though they are so large and driven by fierce winds, they are steered by a very small rudder, wherever the pilot's inclination wishes. In the same way, the tongue is a small member and yet has great pretensions. Consider how small a fire can set a huge forest ablaze. The tongue is also a fire. It exists among our members as a world of malice, defiling the whole body and setting the entire course of our lives on fire itself, set on fire by Gehenna or hell. For every kind of beast and bird, of reptile and sea creature can be tamed, and has been tamed by human species, but no human being can tame the tongue. The tongue is a restless evil, full of deadly poison. With the tongue we bless the Lord and Father, and with the tongue we curse human beings who are made in the likeness of God. From the same mouth come blessings and cursing. This need not be so, my brothers. Does a spring gush forth from the same opening, both pure and brackish water? Can a fig tree, my brothers, produce olives, or a grapevine figs? Neither can salt water yield fresh water. The power of the tongue. With the same tongue, my friends, we bless the Lord and Father, and with the same tongue we curse human beings who are made in the likeness of God. I want you to think about your words, your actions, and how you and I go forth tonight speaking to our wives, our children, our parents, our coworkers, our neighbors, the people we meet in the grocery store on the food line, the people we do business with, our loved ones who haven't called. Are we holding grudges, or are we forgiving, answering God's call to forgive one another? Are we using the second greatest commandment to love one another that God has called us to? Are we holding back from the Holy Spirit, that great fruit of love, and doing the reverse, which is hatred? Are we hating? Or are we loving? in daily life, Monday through Sunday, you have 168 hours of time. How much time is devoted to bringing love to other people through your love for God? Think about it. This is a call to action by the Wings Program. With the blessings of God, our Lord and Father, we're asking that God will open those doors for us to go out into our communities, our workplaces, into the streets, into our communities, our churches, and to bring the love of God, the peace of God, and the word of God to other people. There's no time like the present. We're walking a hard walk today, and if Martin Luther King Jr. were alive, he'd be walking for peace with the word of God and the love of God. We too have to do that today. There is no tomorrow if we don't do what we need to do today. Don't put it off, my friends. I want you to think about it. This is important for our children, our grandchildren. It's important for our futures and for the so-called American dream that is truly disintegrating day after day. I'm all in for God. How about you? I want you to think about that. And there's no time like the present, once again, to put your faith into action and to stand up strong, to rise up as godly men, and to put your faith out there for people to see, to oppose the evil entity that is truly on the streets in many cities. We've got to do it through the phone, letters, telephone, lobbying congressmen. We've got to do it radio and television. We've got to do it in our churches. We've got to do it in our prayers. And God will bless us. Where the faith is strong and the intentions are good, the Lord will bless us. And to the young ones out there, Proverbs 27:17 says, the essence of accountability is this: as iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. We are learning from others and we are teaching others all the time. As iron sharpens iron, one man will sharpen another. It may be your son. It may be your daughter. It may be your father. But God is calling us to truly teach others the right way to go, to sharpen our skills. And those are the skills of bringing peace, bringing love, bringing kindness, bringing generosity to other people. Because like Mother Teresa said, the greatest disease in the world is a lack of love. And you're not going to see it on national television in the streets tonight. God is calling us to lift up and to step up as men and women, godly men and women, children of God, and to do what he says to do, to love one another, to line up with what he says to do and to avoid what he says not to do. This, I truly believe, will be the answer to what's happening in America today, to bring peace once again. And every moment counts. My friends, we're out of time right now. I want to thank you for tuning in with us. My name is Joe Montone, your host. It is a privilege and a pleasure to be back here with you on the air at Holy Spirit Radio. I want to thank Frank for producing our show and for Dale and Jane for having me back. As we open the show, I said, God bless you. I'm going to end that show with the same phraseology. My friends, God bless you and your families. May he bless your children with safety and protection. And may he give you the peace of God in your hearts tonight. Through the love of God, may you be a voice for goodness. God bless you, and we'll talk to you next time here at Holy Spirit Radio.